AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The city council chambers in Baltimore is being occupied overnight by protesters. They've been there since a vote in favor of making interim police commissioner Kevin Davis' appointment permanent.
Right after the subcommittee voted to confirm Davis, he said he wasn't disturbed by the protests. He said that this was simply part of a city that is going through a very unique moment, and this is going to contribute to the overall healing process Baltimore is going through right now.
AP correspondent Juliet Linderman covering the protest in Baltimore. Customs and Border Protection officials say their computer systems were down at airports last night.
The outage lasted about an hour and a half. The agency says customs agents processed international travelers using so-called alternative procedures until the systems went back online. That did cause delays. There were widespread complaints on social media, with passengers posting reports of long lines at airports in New York, Boston, Dallas-Fort Worth, and other ports of entry into the U.S. Shirley Smith, Washington.
Secretary of State Kerry plans to travel to the Middle East soon in a bid to ease soaring Israeli-Palestinian tensions amid a wave of deadly violence. State Department spokesman John Kirby.
He understands there's disenfranchisement, there's disgruntlement, there's frustration on both sides that have led to this.
Kerry would reportedly like to meet separately with Israel's prime minister and the Palestinian president in Jordan's capital. Myanmar's government and eight smaller ethnic rebel armies have signed a ceasefire agreement, but other more powerful groups are still refusing to come on board. Two five-game series ended in the American League, with Toronto and Kansas City coming out on top. They'll face each other for the AL title. This is AP Radio News. The parents of a 19-year-old who was beaten in an upstate New York church on Sunday in an effort to confess his sins are charged in his death. Neighbor James Constantine knows the family, especially Lucas Leonard.
They're always pleasant. And the kid that died has the keys to my house. Because we went away on a weekend, last weekend. He let my dog out and fed him. And I come back and this is what happened. You know what I mean? It's a tragedy.
17-year-old brother, also beaten, is hospitalized in serious condition. It's the end of the line for a long-running TV show.
Find out who will continue on in the hope of becoming America's next top model.
Here's the AP's Jamie Fryer.
The CW reality competition debuted in 2003 on the now-defunct UPN channel. The show's finale will run in early December. But host Tyra Banks isn't leaving the airwaves. She now has her own syndicated daytime talk show.
Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.